And when one says, Puttang saranang kacchami, what does it mean? Puttang buddhang saranang kacchami. Just buddhang saranang kacchami. What does it mean?
Paying respect to the Buddha's virtues, to the qualities that have been developed so that we can benefit and hear the Dharma. So actually no Buddha, but it's the qualities that are missed.
What is the actual translation?
Please.
I go to the Buddha for refuge.
Give a word by word breakdown.
Buddha.
No, not too much detail. Buddha to the Buddha.
Yeah.
Saranang.
Saranang. For refuge.
Gacchami.
I go.
Okay.
Are you now going to have Buddha as refuge? Puttang saranang gacchami.
Are you now going to the Buddha for refuge?
No. If there is any understanding now, is that are you going for refuge?
What is that?
If there is any understanding of realities now, is there any going
then
to
I'll,
Buddha for
I
refuge?
I won't go. I'll stay here.
You'll stay there.
I'll stay with Adan.
Kun Lucas, would you like to explain some more?
About the Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Vitaka.
Right thinking?
Right when there thinking. Is Samas Ditti, it is, I think. Only that, I think. I think from the Visuddhimagga, it's the Buddhang Saranam Gacchami, Dhammang Saranam Gacchami, and Sanghang Saranam Gacchami. It's in Visuddhimagga as one of the objects of Samadhi or something, I don't know, or maybe right understanding also, I don't know. But that's also like one of the objects as I remember.
Puttanusati.
Buddha-nusati, recollection of the qualities of
Buddha.
But, or triple gem, like the Buddhang Saranam Gacchami Dhamma.
Three, Buddhang, Buddha-nusati, and Dhamma-nusati, and Sangha-nusati.
Three objects, different objects. But it's always hard, for example, to me, like, recollect that, like, the qualities of the Buddha, or the Dhamma, or the Sangha, because it's so hard.
When they're so understanding.
I don't know what Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha means.
So, you
and
cannot collect everything.
I cannot recollect. But I accept that for some people it may work.
How?
If the people, for some people, specific accumulation, if they read, if they recollect, and if they develop right understanding, then it may work like...
What about just now, when you know that what you now understand about reality and vitaka comes from who? That is Puttanusati. Mm-hmm. You don't have to repeat Puttang Saranang Gacchami, Puttang Saranang Gacchami.
Yeah.
That's not the way of recollection. It means that when one knows or understands the virtues of the Buddha, at that very moment, thinking about his virtue, that is Puttanusati. No other time, only when there is the understanding and you know the kindness of the Buddha. Without him, how can anyone have such understanding? At that moment, it is puttanusati. So anyone who does not have any understanding cannot have puttanusati at all. It's just let's come and recollect. No. No understanding to recollect. But only when there is understanding and think about his wisdom, his kindness, his virtues, that's buddhanusati. It can be now, right now. So short, not enough to appear as calmness yet. But in a day, when one understands more and more and thinks about the virtues of Buddha more and more, one can see that it's calm. And it will be calmer and calmer, depending on conditions.
But I think the implication is that reciting something like that, or Itipiso Bhagava, etc.
What is Itipiso?
Itipiso?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So recite that word that you don't know. So yeah. It comes from ignorance,
right.
And it will be more ignorance.
Right. So
at that moment, it's not calm at all.
No.
So that's why I said to you that when there is understanding or reflecting on the Buddha's virtues, actually there is taking refuge in the Buddha at that time. So it's not a matter of staying with a jhana or going to another room or going anywhere, but just that moment of wise reflection on the qualities of the Buddha. Because one has heard about dhammas and dhatus and realities, so just reflecting on the Buddha's qualities, because we only hear about dhammas from the Buddha. That is, at that moment there is taking refuge. No need to go to a temple or go anywhere.
So what do you think about the word recollect? Recollection.
Remember or recall. So, like now, if there is recalling of the Buddha's virtues, what does that mean to you?
For me, it might mean to recall his teaching, right? And for us to understand and use it in our daily life, what we get through each day, and be really there with the present. And see that this is the object, and the object is reflecting on our eye base, and that is like the system that we do every single day. In his teaching, is that correct?
When it's understanding, no question like this.
It's recollecting. And to do with sanya as well?
But no understanding is what it's meant by recollection.
But
no understanding, no panya.
No sati.
Do you recite any sutta or verses of the teachings?
Recite.
In a day?
No.
No.
No, I'm just one word.
One word?
Just one word. Okay, two, three, no more than that.
Not more? You mean no. Not more or what?
Not many words. I can't remember all. Can't.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Only a few I can remember. Then I forget, but I remember.
Is a moment of right understanding a recollection?
Otherwise.
The Buddha's virtues?
Otherwise. Do you know Buddha?
No.
So?
Yes, it is.
What about the virtues? You don't know.
Well, I guess I know intellectually.
So, you know intellectually about what?
What is right understanding?
What is right understanding?
The understanding of each reality as it with understanding as a conditioned
as not self,
as not self. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who knows?
Banya.
The Buddha.
The Buddha.
So when you think about his wisdom, which knew all about realities, it's time to think of his virtue.
Okay.
And to follow the teaching is having him as the guide or refuge.
As the refuge, yeah.
This is wise recalling, wise recollection. Recollection, like reflecting, remembering the qualities of the Buddha.
Relating.
Why not use the word reflection?
It can be reflection.
Okay. It can be vitaka or sammasankappa.
Yes, yes. Right, okay. Yeah. So, even wise reflection on the Buddha's virtues, even sammasankappa, if it's wise enough.
I mean that instead of using the word recollection, why not use the word
reflection or...
I think we're trying to
wise attending to
explain
Buddha Anusati.
Reflection to some of our Thai participants who didn't know the word in English. That's why we're using synonyms for it, isn't it?
Right, right. Reflection rather than recollection.
Right.
Ajahn's point is actually it doesn't matter what word
we
use, because we're talking about the
and
Pita
which that, one is easy to understand correctly. These two words, which one is easy to understand?
Well, usually in English, if we're talking about Buddha Anusati, they use recollection. But if someone likes to use reflection,
is it correct
it's
translation?
Correct. Not correct. Both of them are fine.
What do you think?
Yeah. I'm just
well,
thinking
that says that.
A reflection tends to imply many moments of thinking about something, whereas recollection can be momentary, calling to mind, recalling. So
I can see that that could be, but I think they're pretty close. Getting into semantics here.
When we use the word Buddha Anusati, it means recollection can mean sati. Sati to recall the virtue of Buddha.
With understanding.
Can be with right understanding. So recollection in this sense can mean
with understanding.
With understanding.
Without understanding, it cannot be samatha.
I think they use recollection rather than reflection because it's particularly recalling the qualities of the Buddha. So it's referring to recalling those virtues at that moment.
That parami, is that where you're referring to that? For those as virtues?
All the Buddha's virtues, like how can we know about dhatus, how can we hear about Dharmas as anatta, only because the Buddha taught it. So at that moment of paying respect, one is recalling that quality of the Buddhas that made it possible for us to hear about the teachings, about the great punya that had to be developed in order for us to hear about it, and the fact he was some Buddha that not only had that great punya, but explained and shared mm-hmm. that knowledge. So one is recalling that information or that detail about his qualities. So one is paying respect at that moment to that great wisdom that was accumulated and the compassion and the other qualities.
So
it's not just, it's a little bit strong, recollection is a little bit stronger than just reflection. Like now I might think, oh yes, the Buddha taught this, but recollection is really
more specific.
Really remembering with Panya at that moment, because if it's Buddha Anusati, it must be with Panya at that moment.
Can anyone recollect anything without understanding?
Well, they can recollect a story, oh yes, this was the Buddha who became enlightened.
No,
but it's not
about Buddha. Can anyone recollect about anything without understanding?
Yes.
So,
yes, but usually we would just then use reflection or remembering, and so this is just a particular context.
But it's certainly in conventional language used
far beyond this.
Right, recollecting someone's telephone number or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah, that's why it seems like without understanding, anyone can recollect by just saying, Buddhang saranang kacchami. See,
right.
But that is not.
So, like anything else, it can be wisely or unwisely.
So, it sounds like you're saying it's recollecting sort of the virtues of the Buddha with Banya
as the leader of the things that are being recollected. But also the metta, karuna, all these other, the perfections. When I think of the virtues of the Buddha, I think of all of them.
Different moments.
Yes.
Just thinking wisely with understanding and calm at that moment. So that's why it's an object of calm or samatha.
Like the Buddha, the Dharma, Sangha, the objects of samatha that cannot be developed if there isn't understanding of the teachings.
Mm.
So when we have understanding, we are recollecting.
It depends whether that moment you think about him or not, or you just think about reality, study, considering. So the Thai has tradition to think about the Buddha's virtues in the morning as soon as we wake up and at the time we go to bed. Puttang sarang kacchami, very short, but maybe no understanding at all. So it's just like tradition.
Well, we can say, or it says in the text, that really only the sotapanna can really understand.
Or before that.
Mm-hmm. But only if
anytime you think about his goodness, his virtues.
But the more understanding of Dhamma, then the greater the appreciation there can be of his virtues.
Mm. Even the manners of paying respect is different when there is more and more right understanding.
Would you give an example?
Like you pay humbly, very nice, not just...
Just have it.
Yeah.
Vitaka is going to lead back to another question about Vitaka.
Yeah.
We talked about it leading to touching an object, but it would seem it also can be looked at as leading away
from
reality, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wanting to clarify.
Until it is sammasankappa, which does not lead to other object, but lead to the characteristic of reality with awareness.
How do I know that I'm catching the how do I know I really understand what is going on right now of the reality instead of thinking of the past few seconds that just happened? How do I know that?
Do you know what Dhamma is?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah. What is there now?
It's the five senses working.
Just one, please. What is it? What appears now?
Right now it's hearing.
Okay. It's hearing Dhamma?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a reality that's happening right now.
No one can make it arise at all. Without conditions, it cannot arise. And that is meant by Dhamma, a reality which no one can control or make it at all. But it arises because of conditions. Without conditions, it cannot arise. So it's hearing you. This is the beginning of understand Dhamma. When you answer, no, that is the understanding. So the question is, how can I, whether I understand, I know that I understand. Understanding is understanding. You don't have to ask anyone whether you understand or not.
Can you know anything? Can you develop kusala?
I think when talking right now, I can understand, but then when I go outside and...
But even now, while talking, can you understand anything? Who understands?
Not me understand, no. Like my panya understand. Is it?
But is it even ever my panya?
Maybe sometimes. Still mine.
Why is it yours?
Because I'm so attached.
Because you're so attached. You're
myself,
so attached,
yeah,
and my panya, yeah. And I understand, and I know, and I have more kusala. So, is this right or wrong thinking about
it's
Dhamma?
It's still wrong thinking.
Because
it's still my thinking.
My thinking, my attachment, my understanding. Mm-hmm. Actually, there are just Dhammas, so no my anything, not my panya, not... Do I know? It's just moments of understanding that arise or don't understand, don't arise. Moments of seeing that arise or don't arise. But actually, they're not dreams. They're not Sarah's. They're not.
It seems like so easy to understand from a book or when talking about. There's no anything, anyone. But when I face the outside world,
when I face, but what happens when? What happens at the moment? Like at the moment of. Seeing now, where is this self that is seeing or facing the outside world?
What do you mean by outside world?
I mean by out of this room and this conversation about Dhamma, I seem to forget it all and like
it
just be I.
Immediately. That I'm doing so. That's correct.
It seems like right now everything that is said could be understood, but then...
So now you know that anything which arises has to fall away. Not permanent at all, even the understanding. Just at that very moment arises and falls away.
It's understanding but not panya yet.
Can panya not understand?
So panya can rise and fall.
Yeah, but can panya not understand? So understanding is panya.
Is there any dharma at all that doesn't arise and fall?
Mm,
maybe nibbana.
Yeah,
one.
You know that? Nibbana.
So when we have the idea that I understand or I don't understand or I don't know how much I understand, actually this is all just thinking of the idea of mm-hmm. me, the whole story about me, but actually just moments of seeing, moments of hearing, moments of thinking, understanding arising or not arising, but no me at all.
Understanding can arise one moment and not the next. Mm-hmm. And there are different levels of understanding.
So not my kusala. If metta arises, it's just a mental factor that arises and falls away. Not mine, not anyone's. Is it difficult or easy?
Yes, difficult.
Because why is it difficult?
I would like to keep this concept and go outside with this concept and continue thinking there's no I and there's, but it's hard to live like a normal life for now because I don't have that real understanding out of it.
And because this the ignorance mm-hmm. has been accumulated for so long mm-hmm. and the idea of self, an I who sees and hears and thinks, is so deeply ingrained. So that's why there has to be a lot of hearing, a lot of considering.
I have a question from Kunina book. It's Aramana Pachaya, and there is this Aramana Pachaya, and Kunina explains, but I must find it. Because she says by Aramana Pachaya, and she says like, Kusala Chitta can condition akusala citta or kusala citta by aramana pachaya. So Ajahn, can you explain that? If she mentioned like kusala citta or akusala citta conditions, kusala or akusala citta by conditions of aramana pachaya.
Anything can be aramana pachaya.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yes.
Like
it can be aramana.
Yeah, so concepts also, and yeah.
Anything.
But that's interesting, maybe read it, because it's have a bit different context, like kusala citta or akusala citta in the context, condition are related to kusala, akusala citta, so I've gone there maybe. When we study and consider the Dhamma, we may not hear the sound of traffic, but when the sound is very loud, we may hear it. Then the object, oh, it's about the intrusive of the object, object intrusive. It is the same when we suffer from violent pains. Then there is an object which is intrusive. We cannot think of anything else but pain. But that was actually from a different paragraph about the how the attention shifts. It's about the object if intrusive, like a violent pain that we cannot go away from that. Or it's by the deliberate inclination when we think we go somewhere else.
But on your first point, it's actually quite...
Yeah, but... okay.
It's quite easy to... For example, if the object of citta is lobha, there can be awareness of lobha,
yeah.
So then that's kusala citta with akusala mental factors object, or there can be attachment to attachment,
that's very interesting.
Example.
because there is a lot of concern about me and this, I developed this of this, and this is so easygoing. It's like the truth. And I would like to you, Arjun, to explain this.